We will have plenty of high school baseball action involving our local schools coming up this afternoon. Before we get to today's schedule, let's talk about what happened Thursday afternoon on the diamond. Bowden goes on the road to beat Manchester for the second time this week. It's a region win. Red Devils break it open with 4-3, 5 more in the fourth, and they cruise 13-1. They've won 3 straight. They're 9-6 on the season. Make it 13 straight in the win column for the Villarica Wildcats. They take advantage of plenty of walks at the plate and just stroll past New Manchester, shut them out 15-0. Maddox Keaton gets the win on the bump. They are 13-1 overall and unbeaten 2-0 in region play. Central goes to 15-0 on the season. 3 runs in the first, 1 more in the second, 2 more in the third. Add it all up and Central cruises on the road a 7-3 victory over Heritage. Now, here's this afternoon's schedule. And again, region contest, plenty of them. Doubleheader for Harrelson County. Lost early in the week to Pepperell. They go face the Dragons on the road, a doubleheader on this Friday afternoon. It's a doubleheader at Temple. They drop the first game of the series to Model. They'll host the Blue Devils this afternoon. Villarica back at it region play this afternoon. They entertain East Paulding. Raymond tries to make it a clean sweep of Darlington in the 3-game series. They're at Darlington to face them this afternoon. And Carrollton likewise trying to make it 3 in a row over Westlake in region play. Trojans at home with that contest this afternoon. Non-region play, Bowden entertaining the Ranburn Bulldogs. A college baseball note, the first ever A-Sun series, first conference series since moving to Division I, takes place today at Cole Field for the Wolves of West Georgia. They look to break a 3-game losing streak. Game number 2 Tennessee, all they wanted earlier in the week, lost that one 4-2 in Knoxville. This afternoon, their first A-Sun series. It's a doubleheader to begin the 3-game weekend set. They host Queens out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Doubleheader starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Game 3 of that series will be Saturday afternoon at 5. College basketball, March Madness, Georgia Tech goes down in the ACC tournament, led Duke at the half, but the Duke Blue Devils rally without Cooper Flagg. He went down with an injury, did the outstanding freshman in the first half. He's not expected to play again in the ACC tournament. Duke, a 78-70 win. Georgia Tech finishes at 17-16. And Carrollton's Noah Carnes, third best mark ever in school history. He goes over 15 feet. He's 15 feet, 3 inches in the pole vault. And again, the third best ever in the school history. Congratulations to Noah Carnes. For the Bandillo Group and Radix Sports, I'm Mike Paris.